catch-up time with the Phoenix Foundation. You're going, well, hold on, what's going on here? So they're back sort of for this Come Together series, right? This is where a bunch of musicians perform a tribute. The latest one is to honour the 1981 concert in Central Park by Simon and Garfunkel. Each artist plays a track from the concert. Anyway, Sam Scott, Luke Buddha with us. Morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
It's been far too long. It's been years. I'm no good on dates, but it's been years and years, so it's good to catch up with you guys. Give me a Phoenix Foundation update, because am I correct in saying there was a hiatus? I'll ask you, Luke, first. There was a hiatus in 15. You came back together with the album in 2020. Is that correct?
This is correct, yes. No, the Phoenix Foundation are, I think we're cooling off a bit, and we have an overdue meeting that keeps being rescheduled about what the hell we're going to do with our lives.
Is that how you see it, Sam?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I think that, everything stops. And so we put out Friendship, our last album, and then managed to get in a tour, and then we haven't really done anything since then. So we're just sort of like waiting around for someone in the band to say, let's do this. And then it'll all be going again, you know. All okay. It takes is one little spark of someone going, I really think we should do this thing, and then
so there is. Did you celebrate? I mean, you must have been around. Luke, you must have been around about 20 years, mustn't you? Did you celebrate your 20th?
Yeah, we have been around 20 years. Well, I think in 2018 we did some concerts with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra.
Yes,
and I think that was billed as the 20-year anniversary concert, but that was 20 years from when we became the Phoenix Foundation. I mean, our first album, Horsepower, came out in 2003, so that's next year.
Well,
so
hold on. That's what I'm building up to. So you're celebrating 20 in 2018, which makes next year 25, or if you want to go down to the 2003 one, next year's 20. Either way, next year's a party time, surely.
Yep.
Yeah, that was definitely the turning point in our lives, putting out Horsepower, and, you know, we'd been drip feeding little bits of music here and there and playing small gigs to 100 people or less at, you know, Bar Bodega.
But that was 20.
Yeah, 20 people. Yeah. But that was the point where it was like, oh, we can actually do this.
Well, this, Sam, is the impetus you need. Surely 2023 is your year, 20 or 25 years, whatever you want to call it. That's the thing to get back together and get it on, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, we're talking about that. It's quite exciting thinking about 20 years since Horsepower, actually. So,
because what 20 years comes with is an element of kudos and legacy and contribution that you've got to be proud of, don't you?
Well, I hope so. It also comes with a bit of baggage of like, are we too old?
Oh, what?
You know, that kind of thing. But then you look at the Rolling Stones and it's like, no, they're too old. We're fine.
Well, see, this is Luke, this is my philosophy on life. If you do, and I've seen it through Rod Stewart and the Rolling Stones and all those guys, if you do what you love, you live forever, don't you?
Oh, man, you're talking to a Polish guy here. Like, I will find something to be miserable about in the greatest situations. So, I think you're right. I mean, we still love making music. I mean, Sam and I and Conrad from the Phoenix Foundation, we do music all the time, whether we're doing Phoenix Foundation. In fact, everyone who is in the Phoenix Foundation just does music.
Yeah, do their own thing. Right, talk to me about Simon and Garfunkel. First of all, Sam, how did this whole concept come about?
Well, Simon and Liberty Stage, they've been putting these shows together for a number of years. I think they started with the band. What's that concert film called by the band?
Last Waltz.
I joined in with a Neil Young one a few years ago, and this one sort of seems to have popped up at a sort of slightly different time of year for them, but it's you know, another one of Simone's great little ideas. She kind of looks for things that people would just really want to see live and experience live. Yeah. And this is not just Simon and Garfunkel Greatest Hits, but doing their concert in Central Park, which is such an iconic gig, you know, huge moment in music history.
I remember it. Do you remember it?
Not particularly, but I do. I mean, I grew up with Simon and Garfunkel a lot.
We all grew up with Simon and Garfunkel. What about Luke? You're too young to remember the actual concert in 81, aren't you?
I was behind the Iron Curtain at that point. So I don't remember that concert. And actually, but I do love Simon and Garfunkel. Like, I mean, it's an exciting opportunity, this, to delve into some harmony singing, actually, because that was the thing when Simone asked us to do this gig. I said, ooh, I'm a little intimidated by the absolute brilliance of Simon and Garfunkel at singing harmonies effortlessly for the whole gig. And it's proven to be both a challenge and possible.
Good.
Yeah.
Are you Art or Paul?
Well, we swap around because everyone wants to be Paul sometimes, don't they?
They do.
Like, and the art stuff is high and it's hard.
It's also, I tell you what, the art stuff is a lot more of a challenge because it is not the melody that you hear in your head when you hear the song. He's always doing the supporting part, which means he's jumping around a lot. And when you think of the song, you aren't hearing Art's melodies until you hear the song without his melodies. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, he is a really integral part of this. But it takes a little bit more investigation and delving deeper into the song.
Sam, you're talking in me to the world's biggest Paul Simon fan. And for the irony of the Central Park concert is when they did the world tour afterwards in 82, 83, I met Paul Simon for the first time. And that was like the highlight of my life. And I subsequently met him when he came to New Zealand a handful of years ago. And I think that there are a few people, if ever, Dylan would be one, that you look at the composition, how he writes, the words he uses, he is a genius in the true sense of the word. That's fair, isn't it?
Well, I think so. And I mean, someone like Dylan, I think maybe lyrically is a bit untouchable, but what Paul Simon brings to the party in every single one of these songs is they're great lyrics, they're catchy pop songs, but they're also incredibly crafted, and their music stylistically, they kind of travel all over the world. And you know, it's not just Graceland that where he's taking influences from other cultures, you know, however you feel about that, but it's, I think, the whole way through he was looking at reggae or looking at Zydeco or jazz and
Hearts and Bones, Rhythm of the Saints, it's South America, it's everywhere. And my next problem, though, for you, who chose your song?
Well, we've got a wonderful band leader, Joel Mulholland, and he kind of works out a set list and who's going to be singing what. And I think he's made great selections for everyone. I think everyone's happy. And that's actually, coming into these concerts, sometimes, you know, like I did the Beatles' Abbey Road, which is potentially my favorite album of all time, you know, on some days of the week it is anyway. And I was like, well, I'd be happy to do anything as long as I don't do Maxwell's Silver Hammer. And then I got assigned that. And then actually ended up kind of liking the song a lot more after, you know, understanding it and getting deep into it.
Okay.
But with, honestly, with this concert in Central Park, there's just no duds. It's just such
Everyone's a banger.
Everyone is like, it's such an incredible song. And that's kind of like, that's sort of part of Paul Simon's thing, I think. You know, really his best albums are just so consistent.
Couldn't agree more. All right, you recorded a special performance for us that we will do after the break. Who's Art and who's Paul in this particular version?
Well, I'm Paul in this one. This is just us banging it out on acoustic guitar, kind of still in the rehearsal mode for the tour.
Okay.
We've also had a rehearsal with the band because he had a great band at this concert, and we've got a great band as well. So I think, you know, this is me and Luke finding our way through these harmonies, and then at the concert you'll get this, but also a really great band reflecting that music.
I just want to quickly also mention that Sam and I are not the only singers on this tour.
No, that's why I've only talked about one song, because that would be a singular song concert and that'd be boring as. So the whole set list is, and you've got a set of brilliant people behind you as well. So it'll be quite the show.
Yes.
Good
on
you.
It's going to be amazing.
Good to catch up with you too. Look forward to the fabulous reunion next year to celebrate 20 or 25 years, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having us.
No worries at all. Sam Scott, Luke Buddha out of Phoenix Foundation. It's exclusive, isn't it? From the Come Together series, Sam Scott, Luke Buddha, just for us.
We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home, and here's to you. Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, to the candidates' debate, yeah. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose. Any way you look at this, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Good stuff. Sam Scott, Luke Butter, Phoenix Foundation, the Come Together series, a treat for us this Thursday morning.